Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. This is going to be one of these shows where we'll see how good Benny really is in picking the tunes. It's going to be one of these shows. You know, I'm sure he'll play a little Adele. I'm sure he'll play, you know.
No. See, now you're already calling out what you want to hear.
I don't know what you'll play.
Well, okay, then. So why don't you just be surprised?
I will be surprised.
Okay.
But when I got the title of this show, I did think of one song. And I don't remember the name, Benny, but it was a Kelly Clarkson song she did last year.
Oh, I was going to go with.
It floats back to you.
Not what I was thinking. That would be a good one, but that is not what I was feeling right here. What is that Kelly Clarkson song she did last year about, you know, Already Gone? Already Gone. That the song. Why? Here's today's show with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. I love the topics he picks. I mean, you know, everybody out there, you ready to feel this? Here you go. Done with love? ? How to break through the fear of getting hurt again with Dr. Friedemann Schaub of Cellular Wisdom. Done with love? ? Really? How to break through the fear of getting hurt again and again and again and again and again. I think I need a session.
The record was skipping.
I think I need a session. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today, our resident expert on how to bust through just about anything. He is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, a personal breakthrough and empowerment program, but he's more than that. You know, we're all excited about his upcoming book. Yay! He gets to work with people all over the world to, first of all, identify the things that are getting in their way and then help each of them move beyond them, you know, move beyond those things. Because I think each of us really longs for a life that is full of joy, full of love, you know, the life that we create and we desire. And, you know, there are things that sometimes you ponder, you wonder, you know, how is it some people can be so in the success of their own lives, relationships, money, top of their game and whatever they do. And why is it others don't? Well, you know, I guess love is kind of the same way. So when Dr. Friedemann picks a topic like this, you can be clear and sure that he has worked with a bunch of people on moving beyond this. And it is the month of February. Still, Benny, it's also tax day today for those of you that have to get those 1099s in. Before we jump into this, I want to tell everybody that we will be at the Northwest Women's Show. We're at booth, I think, what is our booth number? 1328 and 1330. But we are also part of the Epic Awakening for 2012. And on Sunday at the Girl Talk stage, we are featuring Spirited Sunday Awakening Fair. Me and my friends, we are going to have several panels. Let me just tell you what they are. The 11 o'clock panel is a practical and emotional side of losing your home and job. We've got some cool people going to join us there. Dick Seward, Jim Dickmeyer, Paul DeFurio, and CJ Liu. At noon, Healing from the Inside Out. I'll be moderating that. Dr. Stephen Thane, Katya Tafani. I believe Christine Upchurch will be part of that. Tap Into Your Intuition. I'm going to be doing that. Michael Shane, Alina Frank, and we've got some other people. And then, you know, this is one that I love. And this actually, I can't believe I did a show on this, Dr. Friedemann, because I think it's really, you know, we call things in our life. Standing in your yes. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. CJ will moderate that. And I'm hoping Dr. Friedemann will be there, Melanie Bell, Pam Kalin, and me. So we've got a full day of fair. And then we also have tables that will be set up for all of you out there to get free readings, free coaching throughout the day, Spirited Sunday At the Northwest Women's Show this coming Sunday, 11 to 4 p.m. Panel discussions about health, wellness, human potential, intuition, psychic and healing readings, consultations, raffles, and a fun time. But today, I guess we have to do this topic. Dr. Friedman, do I need help?
I'm not sure if we have to do this topic, but I just think it's a very fascinating topic.
I mean, you know, done with love. I think everybody can relate to this.
I think most people had the experience that they actually felt, all right, I'm done. I'm stopping right here. Love is not for me. I'm just going to, you know, take care of myself, or just I will not let anybody get into my heart. And unfortunately, we are missing out.
Uh-huh.
And so for me, it's really dear to my heart because I have seen so many people that felt this way. And when they actually were working on that, what is underneath this feeling of done with love, which is what we talk about today, all of a sudden they realized, wow, I actually wasn't looking for love. I was looking for something completely different. And that's the reason why I haven't found love. And so it's about the healing of the heart, and it's about the opening of the heart, and it's about understanding the heart and the messages of the heart. And really, you know, I hope that you in this show will have a little reflection on yourself and have an opportunity to get a better idea of, well, what have I been doing with myself and with my heart in the past, and how can I make it better and really invite love into my life?
And let's talk about divorce rates right now.
Right.
Wow.
Which is quite astounding.
Wow. And they say people are holding back because of the economy. People can't afford to get divorced.
Well, you know, and that's...
And still, our divorce rates are like through the roof.
Well, and I think
isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. And I think it's also something that's a little bit maybe another topic, because I think there is this desire when you are at a certain age to get married. It's almost like programming that we are following through. And we are really not looking necessarily for love. We are looking for someone to get married to, and we have the happiest day in our lives when we get married, and it goes only downhill from there. And we don't really take time to really learn to understand ourselves. And this way, we don't really know who is actually fitting to us. So it's a very externally focused societal pattern. And I think that definitely also contributes to this high divorce rate. And there are certainly other factors as well, but that's one that I see repeated over and over again.
But, you know, this thing called love, I mean, it's been written about, poetry, romantic, you know, it has been universally something that's drawn from the very first senses of our being. You know, we fantasize about it, we glorify it, we agonize over it. You know, a breakthrough comedy show that just came out with Reese Witherspoon's, we fight over it. So we're having a war over it. And yet at the same time, we can't quite understand the whole essence of it. You know, what is it that actually gets in the way of us getting a sense of what love really is?
Well, I think, you know, when you have patterns, you know, let's look at some of the patterns and then understand what people are really looking for.
Okay.
I think that's one of the most common problems.
So all right.
There's definitely the pattern, you know, it's like, let's say it's like a peach, you know, you're very soft on the outside and you're feeling like, you know, you're open to love and you love being in love. And so you're with all these, you know, different relationships and you go from one to the next. But inside, you feel actually never really fulfilled, and you never really feel that you are fully understood because you don't let anybody in. So you have this height, you know, this pit inside that doesn't let anybody get close. And so you feel always disappointed. And so you go to the next person and the next person to somehow finally get understood, or the people that don't feel that they belong anywhere. So they feel lonely unless they're in a relationship. So they are looking for a partner to somehow have a sense of that I matter, that I even exist. And so they're looking for that. Or people that at the beginning feel more like a coconut. You know, they have this hard shell and they don't let anybody get close. And then finally they open up but they don't really feel so good about what they're opening up. And then, you know, people leave them because they realize, wow, you know, you have a lot of baggage, or you're too needy, or whatever those things are. And deep inside, they always expect that. As soon as I let them go of my guard, or as soon as I open up, I will be rejected. So there are all these patterns that we are repeating. And I think these patterns are not really looking for love. What they're looking for is healing. What they're looking for is a sense of worthiness. What they're looking for is a sense of belonging, as I said, or a sense of just existing. And that's not really love, because what you actually are looking for is for someone giving you something that you are in need for. And if you really think about love, love in its essence is something that actually is about giving. So when you are really filled with love and you are experiencing love, you are compassionate, you are generous, you are open. All those things are not necessarily what you experience when you have these patterns that we just talked about.
Well, I mean, this is kind of interesting. You know, when you say done with love, right? For those people that have gone through relationships and have literally had their world come down over a breakup. I mean, let's go to our pop culture right now. You know, I think the breakup of all times that has been probably the most visible and the one that people really empathize with was when Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston broke up.
Right.
And now here you have Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. And I think when that happened, I think that was one of those things that, you know, people could feel the heartbreak and feel the betrayal. And so then the question then comes to be, and especially for her, it's like, is she ever going to find love again?
Well,
you see,
I think the question, you know, I don't know her personally, but
you do.
But I feel like, you know, in her pattern seems to be that she is still longing for something that she thought she had found with Brad Pitt. And I believe that she may be a person who doesn't really believe that she's lovable. You know,
yeah.
That happens quite often, that you have a breakup and you are actually asking, what's wrong with me? So why did this happen to me? Why don't they take me? And you're actually not understanding more deeply, okay, why did I create that? Because I believe, you know, in this relationship, it seemed to me that she was giving her power so much to the other person that she lost herself in the relationship. And, you know, when you lose yourself in the relationship, you're basically not existing in the relationship. You don't really have a relationship.
Right.
And you're vanishing and you're losing your self-worth. You're losing your confidence. And of course, it hurts when somebody goes away, because that person takes you away as well. And you feel like, well, I'm just an empty shell and I have nothing there anymore. So, but these are things that have nothing to do with, you know, Brad Pitt being a person that, you know, is not trustworthy, or Jennifer not being a person who is lovable. It has really to do with patterns that we have to understand. And this show is about, how can we get ready for love?
Right, right.
Maybe you haven't ever been ready for love because you always try to heal wounds or any old beliefs from the past, and you haven't really understood, well, you know, love is a little bit something different than what I was looking for. And that's really important.
Oh, I can't wait till we come back from break. Anybody out there want to weigh in? You have a question that you might want to present to Dr. Friedman here today? 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And what about that word commitment? All right. If you're breaking out in a hot flash right now, you might want to call in. 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I wonder who wrote the book of love.
Get your glow on at the 24th Annual Northwest Women's Show, March 2nd through the 4th at the CenturyLink Event Center in Seattle. Don't miss 3 days of live broadcasting with Dr. Pat and some of her amazing guests. Stop by the booth and meet with Dr. Pat. And don't miss the Spirited Awakening Fair with Dr. Pat and friends Sunday, March 4th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Can't make it to Seattle? Catch our broadcast on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All right, everybody. We'll see you there.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistic Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Are you depressed and gloomy? Well, it's no wonder. It's springtime and our bodies are out of vitamin D by now, and they intuitively crave the sun in order to get replenished. Make certain your vitamin D levels are optimal. To find out how to achieve optimal vitamin D levels, go to my website, powerfuld.com. That's powerfuld.com, or call me at 888-827-9770. That's 888-827-9770.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other Ascended Masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
He has a problem.
Betty!
Told you I'd surprise you.
That was a good one. Is that Meatloaf?
That is. The extended version. I didn't realize how the song was like 11
minutes.
Oh, my
God. That is the extended version.
It seems to last longer in the bars.
Well, I mean, if he's going to do anything for love, then I would imagine that's going to be like a really long song. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
You're going to need at least 11 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know, Dr. Friedman.
I think he's suffering. He sounded like a little
do
bit in pain.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about, you know, a guy that would do anything for love?
Well, if you do it for the right reasons, it's very nice. But,
okay.
Well, it's like
a therapist said to me a long time ago, you know, love and sex are not really the same thing.
Well, that's true, too. Absolutely.
I know.
Yeah.
I think that's easier for oh, no, I'm not going to say it. I was going to say something really sexist. I'm not doing it. I'm not going there. Let's talk about love and commitment for a moment, everybody. But all of you out there, all you women out there, you actually knew what I was just getting ready to say.
And it's not true.
Yeah. A commitment. Let's talk about the word commitment, because we're talking about repeating patterns. Now, I'm not saying Jennifer Aniston, okay, she's not with the man that she loves right now.
I don't even know who she's with.
I don't even know. Benny,
how
can
you
look
know
it
that?
I'm not saying she's not with
him. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. She's been with him for a bit.
Yeah.
But she's gone through a few.
Higher profiled characters, I believe.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, where does commitment fit in? Because, you know, we confuse these things sometimes. You know, we talk about love, we get all infatuated, and then the commitment word comes up and the room clears.
Well, and it's really interesting because one of the patterns, you know, that I believe people feel as this is too much, I don't want to, you know, have anything to do with love anymore, is when they feel nobody commits to me. But the interesting thing is, in my experience, when you really go through the different candidates that they experienced, that they actually pick always the ones they know are not ready for commitment. So there is this pattern of, well, I want to have somebody to commit. And then when I'm actually in the relationship, I get, again, dumped, or the person just loses interest.
Or they're not emotionally available. I mean, that's another aspect of
exactly.
it. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, these are these disappointments and the hurts and the pains. But when they really are honest, these are men that they already knew are probably not ready to commit. They are red flags that they are just ignoring. They have all these other things on the list that look good. But then maybe there are people that already talk about, well, I have a hard time to be exclusive, or they have a hard time to, you know, say, well, you can come over to my place and stay there. So these are little red flags that, no, I don't want to think about this because he is so good looking, or there is so much chemistry, or there is just, you know, just great conversations. And what happens is that, lo and behold, it turns out the person has a commitment issue. Now, the question you want to ask yourself, why do I pick people who always have commitment issues?
Why is that?
Maybe you have a commitment issue yourself.
There you go.
Maybe you don't want to commit, and maybe you're afraid of being really committed to someone because you have a hard time to believe either that you're worth it, or you have been suffocated before and you don't want to have to go through this again. There are all these reasons that you may want to look at that explain that you actually are the common denominator and that you are the one who is repeating the patterns. And,
you know, I mean, we hear this a lot. People say you got to love yourself to love another person. I don't know.
I think it's 100% true.
Okay.
And I believe it's really something that, you know, logically makes sense. It makes emotionally sense. How can you really fully embrace someone when you don't really feel good enough?
Mm.
How can you really feel that you have something to share with someone when you feel unworthy?
Right.
And how can you expect someone to treat you really well when you treat yourself pretty badly? I mean, you have to just think about what happens as a consequence of, you know, having a breakup, a heartbreak. How many people actually say, well, this is really a big loss for the guy or for the woman because, you know, I'm such a great person and, well, they're missing out. Most people say, well, there's something wrong with me. And so it uncovers and brings to the surface these deep-seated insecurities that have been there all along. Now, when people say, well, you have to love yourself, what it means is, in my opinion at least, that you have to be just at peace with yourself. It doesn't mean you have to shower yourself all day with love and look in the mirror and say, I'm so amazing. And it means just that you don't feel that there is this lack, that there is something inside of you already broken that somebody else needs to fix, or that there is a void that needs to be filled with someone else. These are all setting you up for failure, and these are all setting you up for the pains that you believe love can bring to it. And then you're afraid of love.
You know, it's so interesting we're talking about this. I had a really cool interview yesterday with one of the top fashion models of, you know, of the early part of the 2005 and so forth, young woman. And, you know, she's now writing a book called Model Skinny. She's going to be a Hay House author. She's going to speak about what it means to sort of step into that place. And she was talking about all the myths around being a model,
mm-hmm.
because we take a look in our pop culture and we look at these women and men both, and we put them up here and we think if we are not like them, then we're less than them.
Right.
That is a dilemma of our culture. I mean, it makes love and acceptance and loving ourselves very hard.
Well, and it's very external. And it doesn't really have anything to do with your value, and it doesn't have anything to do with actually what a relationship needs in order to survive. Just a good-looking person or a nice-shaped body doesn't really sustain a relationship. But what sustains a relationship is what comes from within, what comes from the heart. You know, is there actually warmth? Is there compassion? Is it an interesting person? All those kind of things. But it's an interesting side note, because I think what a lot of people believe also is that they have to be like the person they are with in order to be liked. So they are just adjusting to this person. So, you know, they take on the same hobbies, or they are thinking, well, you know, now I have to have the same demeanor. I have to just be this little chameleon to fit in. And they are completely, again, losing themselves in the mix of that relationship. So it is not love what they're experiencing, but it is something that they try to compensate. And so it's there are certain steps that I want to get into that really help you to step back from searching outside of you for fulfillment or for love, but really going more to a place internally and get yourself ready for it.
Well, we'll talk about that when we come back from break, but I had to ask you a question about you.
Yes.
I mean, because when I think about you and Danielle, Danielle Rama Hoffman, just so you know, Dr. Friedman and Danielle have been on the show before. They take people on tour in Egypt, and oh my gosh, just blow you away. On the surface, when I first met you guys, I thought, oh my God, these are like two completely different people. I don't know. I mean, that was just, you know, like a little thought.
Right.
And then as I got to get to know you, I just saw how well you complement each other. So different doesn't mean less than. So, I mean, what I hear you saying is we have to look for the compliments. We're so quick to figure out why we're different.
That's true. But I think, you know, in our example, what really has been right from the start, very important, that we both knew that we are on our path, and we both knew that it's really important for us to really be in alignment with ourselves and see the other person as the individual and the gift that they are, versus having this feeling of, well, I need this from you, or I need that from you, and you have to be different so that you fit into my life. And I think we both went through relationships where this wasn't the case. And we had relationships that also caused us pain and made us insecure and, you know, feel like, well, maybe we are not worthy. And I think that's a very normal and I think also a very important part of the personal evolution of a human being, to go through those hardships, to really learn more about the preciousness of oneself and the heart that we have. So with this mindset of, you know, I see you as a person that has everything that she needs and doesn't have to change. And I really just adore you for who you are. And I think I felt the same thing from her.
Right.
There's just so much space and room just to be yourself. And I think that's really important in a relationship and with love. When you love the person for who he or she is, and you don't have these expectations,
right,
and you don't have the need for them to change or be different, then you really know there is a chance for love.
I got to tell you, my stepmom and my dad, on paper, you never thought they were going to make it. Not past a month. You know, it really is interesting. You know, I got a dad that, you know, would drive the motorcycle parts in the living room with my brother to put the Harley together. And my stepmom wanted to go to bingo. She loved bingo. So it worked out just perfectly. If he's going to do that in the living room, I'm going to be doing B12. And, you know, it's interesting how couples work that out.
Well, but it shows also that she has her own interests. He has his own interests. They allow themselves to have these interests. And maybe because they are so different, they don't even think about, well, this person, you know, needs to add this little piece to me, because it's just so out of their imagination. She cannot imagine, you know, fixing motorcycles. He cannot imagine sitting with other
bingo.
People there doing bingo.
Oh, my gosh.
And they let themselves be. Now, this is actually, you know, then again, how do you actually mature in a relationship? And
right.
And I think, obviously, that's a very important part of it.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back from break. Let's talk about what some steps are. You know, what does it mean to mature? You know, but the other thing is, I mean, what is it about this love thing? You know, how do you keep the fire going? What happens when you hit the road bumps? What happens when, you know, what can you do? What are the steps to kind of move beyond the fear so that you can open up your heart and love. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. For more information, you could certainly go to cellularwisdom.com. When we come back, we'll tell you how you can set up your free phone consultation with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. I want to know what love is.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedemann Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Thank you, everyone. Mr. Benny picking all the songs. Okay. Foreigner?
What about Foreigner?
Was that Foreigner?
The previous song was.
Yeah. It was Foreigner.
Foreigner, yeah.
I thought it was the other one.
Journey.
Journey.
And Steve Perry is from Journey.
Steve Perry. I thought it was. That was not Steve Perry.
No.
And this was... Well, who's the lead singer of
Foreigner?
No,
this is a different song. This is Erasure.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's Erasure.
Totally different.
Yeah, totally different.
Still part of the 80s, though.
I still want to hear my Kelly Clarkson song.
I'll get to it.
Already gone. Because why? Probably on the other side of this interview right here. That's why Dr. Friedemann always picks the juicy ones. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, before we get into and talk about the steps, I mean, let's give out some information about you and your work and how people can set up that free consultation. Because I don't think anybody out there wants to be kind of alone. I don't think so.
So if you want to break through blocks like anxiety, the fear of getting hurt again, insecurities that have really tormented you for a long time, or
if you want to discover more, what are actually the patterns that I repeat myself and the limiting beliefs that I'm struggling with and really overcome them, go to the website, cellularwisdom.com, cellularwisdom.com, and just get more information about the work I'm offering. And you can also, if you're interested in really learning more about the steps and how this all looks like for you, set up a free phone consultation. And you can call us at 866-903-6463, 866-903-6463. I'm working with clients literally all around the globe. So I'm either seeing them in person if you're in the Seattle area or working with them via Skype, and that works just as well. So if you have any questions, give us a call.
All right, let's talk about these steps because, yeah, there is fear. And, you know, sometimes we kind of get stuck on that. But there's also this idea, you know, someone said to me, I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago, and he turned around and he said, you know, love is, what did he say? He said, love is overrated. And I thought, you know, honestly, that was just not a conversation I wanted and wanted to get into at the time. And, you know, he kind of laughed about it. But I don't know that it's overrated. I don't think that we rate it at all.
Well, I think love is underappreciated.
That's it.
And I think love is also underutilized. Unfortunately, we are, you know, when it comes to, for example, the pain that we have felt with love, we are almost avoiding love because, you know, the sayings of, well, love hurts or love causes me just to be blind or confused. Love gets pushed in a wrong corner, and then we are avoiding love, and we are intellectualizing relationships, and we are intellectualizing being with someone, and we're not really going to the heart anymore where really love comes from. And in order to really understand why you repeat certain patterns and why you have been in the past not really finding a fulfillment in love, it's important to work with the subconscious, because that's where it's really all stored. It's not in your conscious mind. If you're just looking at this from an analytical point of view, it's going to be hard for you to find the answers. Mm-hmm. So you have to go a little bit deeper. So what I would like you to start with is just to be honest with yourself. And what that means is sit down, go through those relationships, the last 5, 10, or however many, and understand what have those relationships in common. What are the things that I have said to myself while I was in the relationship? How did I repeat certain behaviors? And also, how did I pick certain types of people that have some kind of a common denominator?
Okay. I have a question for you. So if people do this, are you talking about people that are single now, or should people that are also in relationships do this?
Well, I think it's always worthwhile to get more information about yourself. Of course, if you are in a happy relationship, you don't necessarily think that you're done with love. So it may be more something that you really feel, well, I'm struggling with being in relationship. I want to be in relationship, but I can't. Or I'm in a relationship, I don't feel fulfilled. These are certainly, you know, people that can benefit from those steps. So with honesty, what I mean with that is that you're getting out of looking for what the other person did to you. And get out of the question, what's wrong with me?
Like they done me wrong.
Exactly, exactly. Or I must be a wrong person, or there's something missing with me. Get away from all of this for right now and just look a little bit more closely at the little details of the relationship. One thing I find always interesting with a certain type of women or men, that they have this emphasis on the chemistry. So when somebody is really nice, reliable, and supportive and open, they are called, oh, this is too needy or too soft and the chemistry is missing. But when they're a little bit more wild or dangerous or aloof, all of a sudden these people become more interesting. And just, you know, noticing, well, is love overrated or is chemistry maybe overrated or maybe chemistry?
Chemistry.com. See you later. Well, I think it's a really good point, though. You know, and I would tend to agree with you. I mean, I think chemistry is overrated at some level.
Well, the question is just, what is chemistry?
Yeah, what is chemistry?
Are we interpreting sexual attraction as chemistry? And do
we
feel attracted to someone because they are on some level safe for us? You know, it's safe for letting these people get close because we know they cannot commit. So we can open up because we know they're going to turn their backs on us. And so we are subconsciously just allowing ourselves to get close to them. Versus people that are actually honest and want to be close, they scare us because, again, we talked about the fear of commitment or the fear of having somebody find out, well, you know, you're not that great as I thought, so you keep yourself guarded. These people are way more scary than the commitment phobes, and that's definitely something.
I know. It's kind of like, wow, how are they going to – what happens when they find out? You know, what happens the first time they look in your closet and see that everything you own is red?
Well, and that's one of those things you may actually see and repeat that you think whenever I open up, they reject me.
Yeah.
And so you better don't open up or, as I said, another pattern is to become like them and just to ignore all your own hobbies, completely stick to someone like super glue and mimic them without having your own life any longer. And another pattern is the ignoring of the intuition, the gut feeling,
where
you simply override it and say, yeah, you know, I had this feeling, but no, it makes complete sense. And
why do we do that?
A good friend of mine had a 100-item list, like 100 points that somebody needs to fulfill in order to be that person that
his list?
Her list.
Her list?
Yes.
100 items?
100 items.
Benny, did you have a list?
And she...
100 items. Could you imagine?
And she found the person. It was amazing. But it was one of the worst relationships she was ever in.
Oh.
So it really doesn't work necessarily because she had the gut feeling that this person isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
But on paper, everything looked great. And she was obviously pretty picky. So again, as I said, make sure that you are in alignment with the person and don't overwrite these little gut feelings. So take some time, analyze this. Now, the next step I want you to do is to ask yourself about each of those relationships. What did I actually believe about myself while I was in the relationship? And that's an important question because very often you're going to find out that maybe the person that you were picking is simply a mirror image of that, what you actually find about yourself. Maybe you're picking somebody who is not able to commit because you cannot commit. Maybe you pick somebody who is deeply insecure because you have insecurity. Or what sometimes happens also is that this person is the opposite of that, what you think you are. So you pick somebody who is good looking because you think you're ugly. Or you pick somebody who is successful because you think you're a failure. Just realize that very often in these failed, quote unquote, failed relationships, you actually are seeing yourself through the other person's eyes and in the other person. And you can learn a lot about yourself by really understanding, who did I pick? What made my subconscious make me want to be with in that moment?
Wow.
And what can I really learn about myself in that?
Wow. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to give you the other steps that you may want to write down and take a look at here. This is a journey in itself, isn't it?
Yes.
This is, I don't know how you do this alone. I would never do this alone.
Well, it's certainly helpful if somebody helps you through the maze.
No kidding.
These thoughts and these beliefs and these patterns. So
it's so easy to lie to yourself. Uh-oh, there I said it. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, Dr. Friedman Schaub. When we come back, we'll give you the rest of the list so that you can figure out, go through the maze, as Dr. Schaub has said, break through the fear of getting hurt again, and love, love, love. We'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mtheholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life-clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time. All right. So that was a tearjerker when that song came out. The other one was that smash hit, Benny. What was that other one by the Lady Antebellum? Need You Now. You know, rocket smash hit. Took the album, the chart. So, Dr. Friedman, here we go. You're going to finish this up for us. If you look at music and our pop culture, right? Last year, I think it was last year, Benny. I don't remember. I think it was last year. The Grammys, Lady Antebellum, Need You Now, all about addiction, being together, treat, you know, great, won the awards. This year, the top album nominated six categories by Adele, all about broken relationships and heartbreak. She swept the Grammys.
So you can see a lot of people can relate to it.
No kidding.
Obviously, it's a topic that's important, and it's a topic that people feel, you know, I have experienced it myself. But again, I think there is the question, if something is so natural and happens so many times, do we just have to accept it and say, you know, we are victim of circumstances, we are victim of love, it's just not for me, or can we actually learn and grow from it?
All right, well,
I always believe we can learn and grow from it.
I actually think that those things show up so that we can learn and grow. Otherwise, why would they show up?
And it really also, it's a little bit like learning how to walk. There is also something about learning how to love. You know, you stumble at the beginning and you may fall on your nose at the beginning, but eventually you find the gracefulness to even dance with your feet, and you find the gracefulness and the confidence to also love with your heart.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how to get there. So one of the things I work with is these limiting beliefs, and this is something you can already do on your own, which is simply looking at the early imprints in your life about love.
Mm.
Ask yourself, what did I hear my parents say about love? How did they treat each other? What are my role models?
why is it that I'm dating my father or my mother in, you know, in the types of people I'm dating? Many people actually tell me that, you know, their first marriage was the relationship to a parent.
Mm.
They have just repeated the same parent and were treated exactly the same way, which shows you that there was something subconsciously that you wanted to heal, or you were hoping that this time it's going to be different, or you were missing something in your childhood and you were hoping maybe in the marriage from my partner I'm going to get it. All those kind of things are important to look at and can be avoided when you are aware of it. So if you get messages from the past that, well, love is not something that, you know, you can rely on, it doesn't sustain, or if you get messages of, you know, you just have to endure being with somebody, or you cannot really trust a man, all those kind of things have, even though you don't want to believe it, on some level still some impact on you on a subconscious level until you really releases and changes. And this is what I do in my work and the breakthrough work with individual clients. Now, another point about being hurt in the past and feeling that you're done with love is the classic closing your heart. And basically what that means is, you know, I'm just shutting down. I'm no longer letting anybody in, and I don't want to feel anything, because if I open my heart, all I feel is pain.
Right. That's why we put this. That's why you get all that crusty layer over the heart.
Exactly.
That's it. That's what goes on right there.
Well, and then you're wondering, you know, okay, is there anything that can open this heart again? And all that you're looking at is another person, because you feel the key to your heart can only come through another person. But the truth is, you can open your heart every day in so many ways, because you can love every day in so many ways. We have loved so much stigmatized to the relationship between two people that we ignore the love that is there. I, for example, see and find a lot of love in nature. I can find a lot of love in the pets we have, in the cats we have. I can find a lot of love when I read something that touches me.
Mm-hmm.
I can find a lot of love in music. I can find a lot of love in a wonderful meal. I mean, love is not limited to the interaction between two people. And the opening of the heart doesn't mean that you have to wait until somebody is available or trustworthy or committed enough for you to open your heart again. And this is where I feel you can make yourself ready to love, by making your heart so full and at the same time so fulfilled with love that it's no longer a matter of, okay, what can I receive from a relationship, but how much can I give into the relationship? How can I share myself with the relationship? And you're truly then in that moment in love with yourself, in love with life.
You know, one of the things that I think is so important in what you just said is it's really important to look within to the things that are going to fulfill us.
Absolutely.
And even if you go through a disastrous relationship ending or so forth, and even years later, I think one of the questions I think you're presenting is, you know, do we pay attention to the things we love in life, and then do we put ourselves in front of them?
And often we don't. We take, unfortunately, them for granted, or we are looking only what's missing in life. So we are saying we are lonely, and we have a lot of friends that care about us. We are saying we don't feel that anybody loves us, but we never ask the people who really know us, what do they actually love about ourselves? And we are also feeling that, again, the lack of worthiness is there because somebody did reject us or didn't find us for good enough. But then we are never really looking at, how do I actually present myself in the world and actually show worthiness? Some of the most amazing men and women I met that all the time showed compassion, kindness, caring, and so much consideration for others are the people that say, well, I'm not just not good enough. I cannot just find any love because, you know, somehow I don't have any self-worth. And they don't really reflect unless somebody tells them, well, maybe you want to look every day at your goodness. Maybe you want to realize what an amazing person you are and open your mind and your eyes and your heart towards yourself. And then you will see that you are actually the gift for someone else. And if you are the gift, and if you're realizing I'm actually a gift, I have so much to give, then you don't take somebody's rejection anymore personally, because you know this person just cannot see you, because maybe this person mm-hmm. is stuck in their own darkness, or they mm-hmm. have their own limitations. They project on you. and they don't really realize who you are. In that moment, love doesn't hurt anymore because you know who you are. And I think unless you know who you are and unless you really feel that connection to yourself, you run into a potential pattern again of feeling that love hurts and, again, eventually may give up on love.
Wow. What a great show, Dr. Friedman.
I love the topic.
It is a great, it is a great topic, you know, because we spend a lot of time right now talking about the external environment, the pressure going on out there, you know, what's happening in the outside world. And, you know, we forget that we don't need that outside environment to feel love. We do forget that, I think.
I think we do. And I think, unfortunately, we don't value love in itself as much as we should. Because, you know, and this is something I said before on the show, but I really have learned from my parents when they were passing that they shared with me that those moments that are the moments that stay with you for the rest of your life are the moments when you loved.
Mm.
And not only loved another person, but really just felt a sense of love for whatever it is that you were doing. This makes life worthy. This makes life something that has meaning. And it's not all these other things we're striving. And I heard the other day a speaker talking about that we are living in survival mode.
Right.
And the survival mode is self-inflicted. We do this to ourselves.
Right.
And we certainly follow also many messages from the outside that put us into survival mode. And you cannot really love and enjoy life when you're in survival mode. But we can shift our attitude and shift our mind out of survival mode and really focus on those things that already are worthy to be loved and that are already blessings and gifts in our life.
I love it. Dr. Friedman Schaub, everybody. Check out, go to cellularwisdom.com. Check it out. For a free telephone consultation, give him a shout, 866-903-6463. He's amazing. Thank you so much for the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Benny, for your masterpiece of music speciality. And thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time on the show. Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.